Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next speaker this morning, our last presentation this morning is by Dakota Faulkner. He's research and development engineer with Keystone Mining Services, which is a part of the Genmore organization. Faulkner obtained his bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering from West Virginia University in 2008, and he's currently pursuing a master's degree in mining engineering from WVU as well. He's going to provide an update on new ground control, ground support systems for longwall gate roads. How about a warm welcome for Dakota?
All right, we're on now. All right, I'm going to be giving a quick update on some of Genmore's new ground control products for longwall gate road support. Some of these you may have seen before, but some you may have not. And again, my name is Dakota Faulkner, research development engineer with Genmore Corporation. These are the products we're going to be speaking about. First is our, it's not really showing up on there, but we're going to be talking about our fully grounded cable bolt. Our install, there we go, thank you. Our fully grounded cable bolt, which is a relatively new product. Our install tensionable cable bolts, our standard support technologies, including the J-Crib, which is a pumpable crib system, rapid installation prop, and our new J-SAM prop, as well as lastly, our non-metallic bolts and plates. First off, the fully grounded cable bolt. So what is the fully grounded cable bolt? It's a bolt that can be injected with polyurethane to fully encapsulate the cable and drill hole. It works by having a modified drill head, which allows the injection of the POR. And the addition of the rubber packer also aids in pressurizing the cable and prevents loss of polyurethane. Typically, it's used for long-term corrosion protection. A lot of mines are putting them in on their long-term mains, which they want to keep open for a long period of time, and that'll prevent the cable from corroding, as well as to cut and consolidate fractured and laminated strata and water stoppage. Basically, it works by, you put it in like a typical cable bolt support. Put it into your resin anchorage, spin it, and go on to the next bolt. Then in a secondary operation, you'll come back in, hook up a grout hose and pump up the polyurethane, which is depicted here in red. If you want to consolidate the fractured rock, you'd just go to a higher pressure. If you're just trying to stop corrosion protection, you stay at a low pressure and just fill the vacant space in the drill hole. It comes in two sizes, a 0.6 and a 0.7, which is a 30-ton and a 40-ton cable. We also have a non-tensioned and tensionable version, typically in our install CC version for the tensionable. Your standard 1-inch or 1 3/8 drill hole, point anchored with our J-Lock resin, and a standard 1 1/8 drive nut, so you don't need any secondary wrenches or anything. First, we'll do a quick little case study. This is a longwall mine down in, this was the Eagle Seam. We had rapidly deteriorating roof conditions. It's a longwall mine, and the previously mined head gate began to take excessive weight, and the roof conditions got bad pretty quickly. We had our sales team down there once we got the call, and they were there later that afternoon. They made the on-site visit, went underground, inspected the area, and we recommended our fully grounded cable bolt. This is probably one of the first uses of our fully grounded cable bolt for this type of condition. The benefit of this was you had POR injection as well as a the support of a cable bolt. Where typical polyurethane injection, you just get a grout tube up in the annulus with a weak anchorage. So we went in, injected the roof. The polyurethane basically migrated all throughout the roof through the cracks. You can see, here's a picture, you can see the polyurethane coming out all over the place. As well as here, this is a the final after we pumped it. It stopped the movement and the deteriorating roof conditions. We drilled up or scoped a cable drill hole. This is a before the injection. You can see the cracks in the roof. Then right after we pumped it, a couple days later, we put up a scope hole. And you can see the polyurethane marks where it filled up all those cracks. This stopped that roof from moving and prevented it was a successful case study. Our next will be the install tensionable cable bolt system. We have two versions, the install CC, which provides typically a 4-foot tensionable zone, as well as our install CB, which provides a tension zone below the resin anchorage. And we also, you can see the note is now available in our fully grouted cable bolt. So we'll have the added strength of polyurethane injection as well as a tensionable system. We developed new serration design. This improves the anchorage capacity of that shell. It basically bites into the rock and you get a higher tension zone and more consistent tension zone too. And we also improved our resin channels to reduce installation pressures. Comes in this the standard 0.6 and 0.7 diameter, 30 and 40 ton capacity. It's simple, fast installation. Just put it in, spin it, and it tensions it. So really no secondary operations are needed. Provides immediate support and confinement to the roof. The tension is almost always consistently applied with your roof strata. And the big benefit is it can count as primary support for your roof control system. And the minimum tension range is 6,000 pounds, but typically it's much higher. It also, like I said before, it can be used with POR injection. Here's our the fully grouted install CC cable bolt. You have your packer, a spacer. That spacer is used to get the packer up into competent roof strata, prevent loss of POR. And when you inject it, it'll actually come out above the bale and shell, then fill up that annulus first, then work its way down to fill out below from the packer up. I'm not sure why this is repeating, but we'll skip through that. No, it's going forward. All right, here we go. This is what I'm looking for. This is our case study with a long wall setup face for the install CC. It's down in the Eagle Seam again. This is a full width setup face. Had a laminated sandstone rock roof, which is susceptible to damage with very little displacement and roof deflection. They're observing a lot of movement in the first half of the setup face. The reason was they were using PT cable bolts, but they weren't really tensioning those as quickly as they should have been. They were just taking too much long for the PT cable bolts. Our guys went underground. They recommended the install CC due to its ability to provide immediate tension to the roof, and they used that for the second half of the setup face. As you can see here, this is our post-tension cable bolts on the left. A lot of highly fractured roof, cracks. Then here's the picture of the same setup face with our install CC. This was 100 feet away after we made the switch to the install CC. It was a dramatic improvement to the roof, and the only reason is because you're providing immediate tension to that roof in this area of the mine, because it was, like I said before, susceptible to damage with very little movement. So this prevented that movement and allowed them to have better roof conditions. We also have our B-rigid truss system with the install CC. This is a new truss system we started implementing about a year ago. It uses our Genmar T channel with a conjunction of our Genmar cable bolts. You angle the outside bolts up into the up over the ribs into the undisturbed strata. This provides a good anchorage zone, then your bolts in the middle will be vertically bolted. This replaces a conventional truss system, like an all-thread truss system. It's simple. You're using the same cable bolts, the same products you're going to be putting in anyway. You're just using it in a different way. What's nice is it conforms to the roof. There's no gaps between the channels and the roof. You usually have four anchorage points across the entry. Provides confinement and immediate roof and better support. It also allows the cables to act independently of each other. Here's a picture. It's kind of a good picture. It shows you the benefits of this B-Ridge truss system. Right now, this cable's taking all the weight across the entry of this, across the entry. And you have this standard all-thread truss there. And the only contact point is right here, where this has contact the whole way across the entry. Here's another one. If you look at this channel of this B-Ridge truss right here, you have an anchorage point here, and over the ribs. This standard truss is about 12 inches away from contact on the roof, where our truss is contacted the whole way across. And again, the same thing. We have the anchorage point here and here, and that truss is just sitting there. It's basically acting as a backup for our truss. And all right, next is our new standard support technologies. We're going to start off with our J-Crib pumpable crib system. This is under our GenChem division that started in, I think, 2009, and since then we've been installing, I forget how many exactly, but right about 500,000 pumpable cribs since 2009. It's a specialized pumpable cement and containment bag. It acts as a pillar in the underground mines. It replaces a conventional timber cribs or a prefabbed steel and cement support. It's used in the longwall tailgates as well as the bleeder headings. Two-part system. It's a part A is a cement side, and part B is a accelerator side. We can pump these, I'll get into that later, but typical sizes, diameters are 24, 27, and 30-inch, and 100, 150 tons, 200, and 230 tons, respectively. The heights of these can range from 6 feet, well, any type of height you want we can manufacture. Typical would be between 6 to 9 feet. One of the advantages is our mobile unit. We mix and pump these on the surface, and we run lines underground. We can go up to 18,000 feet. If we go to a bigger diameter hose, we can even go farther. It's 90% by volume water. And we have high efficiency mixing and pumping equipment. What's nice is we can get a call, and like within 3 days we can respond to a mine if they're having issues. So highly mobile units. Benefits is these bags come collapsed and on the pallets, and there's probably you can put 20 of these bags on one pallet, where the prefab steel and cement supports, you could only put, a shuttle car could only take, say, maybe 10 at a time, where these you could have a couple hundred at a time. So the efficiency of that is really nice. What you do is basically hang the bag to the roof, then when you're ready to pump it, you cut the strap, it accordions out, and you just plumb it up and fill it up at one time. What's nice too is the rapid gelling characteristics of our formulation. I think it's like a 30-second gel time before that cement starts to set up. You can see here too, it conforms to the roof. You can kind of see here, you have the bit marks of the miner, and that J-crib is actually forming to those bit marks, going into those indents, where a steel support, you're putting the wood up and wood and wedges, and you're not going to get that good confinement to the roof. This is one of our NIOSH graphs of our pumpable crib units. This is our latest standard J-crib bag. Our previous bags were very good, but we've actually improved the design of these. Previously, we'd go up to our peak load, go out to about 2.5-3 inches, then we'd get our first drop in load. This green zone is for a standard bag is where you want to be. Dropping below is not a big deal as long as you immediately respond and your performance. But we've been able to extend our standard crib results out to 4 inches and even past up to 6.5 inches before you get that first drop off in load. This is probably one of the best bags out there right now for a standard pumpable crib bag. What's also nice is too, our residual loading effects are stays very high, up over 100 tons, up to 150, 175 tons at the 10 inch mark. Now we also have our new high deformation bags. This is for areas where you need they get a lot of floor movement and as well as roof displacement. This you put these usually in your tailgate where you got to keep the tailgate open for the ventilation purposes. Our minimum requirement for that and customer requirements is usually you got to have your residual load has to be over 100 tons through 24 inches. As you can see, we're just cut off at 21 inches, but that's just due to the effects of the test machine. That's the maximum they could go out to. All right, next is our rapid insulation prop. This is our RIP prop, R-I-P. Comes in two sizes, 50 ton and 100 ton capacities. Applications, you do tailgate, bleeder supports, cross cuts, intersections, belt lines. Anywhere you might have a violation, you could throw this in and this will cure a violation, such as the ribs sloughing away or in your corners of your intersections. The RIP 50 comes with a 12-inch extension, and our RIP 100, which is the 100-ton prop, has an 18-inch extension. What's nice is it has a single pipe. You order them two size, your preferred size, and it's a single pipe, so you don't have multiple pipes or multiple pieces you have to put up. It's just a wing nut and spin it, put it in. We also have our piranha plate top, which engages the roof. It actually bites into the roof, so you can actually get a little more force onto that roof. Next is our newest prop, our J-sand prop. This is a telescoping prop. It has sand in the inner pipe, then the top inner pipe, then you have a bottom outer pipe, and you basically just lift it up to the roof height, that sand will fall down in and sets your height automatically. Then you'll put a wood wedge just to keep it in place. We have three different sizes, a 30 ton, 60 ton, and 100 ton prop. We also have this available in a yieldable and non-yieldable version. And the same applications as our RIP prop. The advantages of this is you get 24 inches of deflection compared to our RIP prop or other props. It's light, quick, and easy to install. You don't need any extra tools or equipment. A variety of head plates you could use with this. And as I said, we're also coming out with a yieldable version, which adds additional displacement to the standard sand prop, J-sand prop. Here's some of our heights, weights for each. Our J-sand 4-6 is basically a prop that'll do between 4 and 6 inches of height, 4 and 6 feet of adjustment. The benefits of the 30 is lightweight. It's up to 32 pounds lighter than the standard 60-ton sand prop. So one man can easily carry this prop. The 4-6 is 53 pounds, so a guy could probably carry two of these props, no problem. Our 60-ton is lightweight too. It's 9 pounds lighter than competing versions. And with our yieldable version, we can add 4 inches of added displacement to this prop. And our 100-ton is the high capacity, which if you need that support, the 100-ton support, you can throw this in and be assured that that roof's not going to move unless it's extreme conditions. Here's some of our graphs of our yieldable JSAM props. This black line is a standard JSAM prop. Goes up to 65 tons, then drops down. This is about an inch and a half of displacement. This is with no wood, just the prop and the test machine. So you don't get that added convergence that those wood wedges would add. Right here's our yieldable zone for our first trial of our yieldable JSAN 60. What we actually did last week was able to develop a higher yield zone. It's between the 40 and the 50 ton zone. So this zone has actually moved up to this area. This adds displacement, so if you're gonna have floor heave, you could throw this in. You know that that prop is gonna take some convergence displacement before it peaks out and basically loses all your load. This is two different yield mechanisms. This was a 3.5 inch yieldable prop, and that was a 4 inch yieldable prop, or 4.5, sorry. And also you can see our 30 ton prop at the bottom, which the yield zone's right about 19 tons for about 4 inches. Then it starts to take load and peaks out at 5 inches. Next, for less than our standard support products is our JPAC. This is a prefabricated steel support. It has an aerated cement and a steel outer shell. This will replace conventional timbers and longwall mines. Typically, you're either going to use our J-crib or our JPAC design for your standard support. Some mines, when you're not going to use the J-crib, or when you use the J-crib, it's because you need the you don't have the room to take a lot of these prefab supports underground. So instead, you'll use this because you got the capabilities to take them all underground. What's nice is it sustains a peak capacity during yielding. It's nice, smooth load throughout the full displacement of the JPAC when you're testing it. Withstands lateral displacement as well. Our typical size is usually 18 and a 24-inch diameter. The 18 is 70 to 80 tons, and our 24 is 90 to 100 tons. All right, here's our 24-inch JPAC NIOSH results. What's nice is it immediately goes up to your peak load, and it's nice, smooth curve from the 2-inch to 22 inches and slowly increasing by, 25 tons through 22 inches of displacement. We've taken these even past the 22 inches. Like I said before, the stroke of the machine is 22 inches. We actually reloaded this and went out to 36 inches with the same curve, same load and displacement features. And our 18-inch diameter can is right about 80-ton support capacity. Lastly, we're going to touch on our metallic bolts and plates. The reason you're going to use these is because you need the corrosion protection or a cuttable system. You might be cutting into these later. These are typically installed in the rib and provide rib support for longwall gate roads. It's made of a composite material to resist the corrosion and the humidity effects of the mine environment. The minimum load capacity that we designed our system to is 5 tons. You can see this picture here. This is a steel pan. This was installed before this picture was taken. It was installed 4 to 6 months previously, and you can see here it's already corroded and fallen apart. And that's an 18-inch by 18-inch pan. Our first non-metallic product is a 10-inch round sinkable plate. This is made of glass-reinforced nylon. It's a GRN. For high We use the GRM because it's a high density, and when you cut it up, it'll sink in the cleaning plant or the prep plant. The plate allows the bolt to be installed at an angle as well. You can see a nice spherical shape and recesses here if you got a high angle, or got to install it at a high angle. We also have two hangers molded into the plate as well. We also have our 18-inch by 18-inch fiberglass pan. This, what's nice about this is you don't need a secondary plate for this product. It has a built-in plate in the center. Typically, other manufacturers will put, you'll have two plates with a 18-inch pan. Ours is built-in. Constructive of fiberglass with a high density as well, so when you cut it, it'll sink in the prep plant. And lastly is our fiberglass bolt. This is a GRN coating, which is injected at the top of the bolt. This will aid in the mixing of the resin. Usually when you're drilling into the side rib, sometimes if you get a weak coal, it'll auger out in diameter. So if you have an 1 3/8 bit, it'll auger out to 1.5 inches or even bigger. So we added this GRN coating, and that'll allow you to make sure you got a good resin anchorage when you install these. It uses a standard 36 millimeter hex nut, which is common in most, almost all the longwall mines. And a typical length is 3 to 4 feet. We could do bigger if you wanted, but this is the most common typical sizes. And lastly, I'd like to thank you for being here today. And if we got any questions, I'll gladly take those. And if not, I'll put my contact information up there as well.
Any ground control questions for Dakota? The RIP 100, can I carry that by myself?
You could carry it by yourself.
Okay.
I want to say it's 90 pounds.
Okay.
So you could carry it by yourself, but if you're going to carry them all day, a two-man operation is good. What's nice is it has two handles for two people to carry it.
Okay. Very good. All right. So, thank you.
Yeah, it's 100-ton support, but it doesn't weigh 100 tons.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Dakota. That concludes this morning's sessions. We will resume at 1:30 this afternoon, back here, of course. This afternoon's session is health and safety. There will be five presentations. Thank you for coming out this morning, gentlemen. Appreciate it.